This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And the way you're part of the conversation is when you show up, when you engage, when you're truly part of the conversation. So head over to the website, therealside.com, right? Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening. There's a lot you can engage and get involved in. So if you head up to the website, though, one of the things you want to help me out, either do one of two things. Give me your email address. That simple. Just give me your email address, okay? And if you do that for me, then I send out an email once a week. I let you guys know what we're going to be talking about, possible guests, stuff that we're selling. Selling is good. We all believe in capital. If you're listening to this show, I know you believe in capital. Well, except for some of you trolls. I know some of you trolls don't quite believe in it. So anyhow, you know, I mean, get like I said, just easily get involved, get engaged, truly. We get out there. The right wingers, if you would, conservatives, we get out there. And a lot of times when I hear you talking, not at events, but talking to each other at events, I hear a lot of the talking points of the Republican Party. I hear a lot of talking points for conservatives as a whole. So you just sit there and you go, okay, wait a minute. This doesn't work. This isn't going to get us anywhere because you don't know. You may believe in what you're saying, but you don't really know what you're saying. You really don't know what you believe. Yeah, I believe in smaller government. What does that mean? I believe in less taxes. That's great. What do we give up? And I'm not saying we shouldn't give up stuff. I just mean be prepared to speak to it. I always love the ones where people say, you know, okay, now that we've had health care for a few years, who are you going to take it away from? Right? Do we just let people die? Is that how it works? Now, I don't know what your response is. What I'm telling you is you have to have one. Otherwise, you just sound like you're spewing empty words. Anyway, Brad Dakin is going to join us after the first break. Again, we're going to talk about how do you protect yourself? How do you protect your kids, your grandkids? How do you keep your guns? How do you keep your kids from getting all that crazy information in school? Can you truly opt them out when they tell you that you can't? Well, guess what? You can. Before I get to that, though, again, sex robots. What could go wrong? You know, we've talked about it from time to time, and I just get the biggest kick out of it. And the reason I do is because, you know, people, you know, we're becoming colder and colder and colder as the days go on. Right? I mean, sex robots. I got, you know, from years gone by, they had blow-up dolls and all that crazy stuff. But you know what the bottom line with it is? This now is you replacing a human being with something that talks with you, looks at you, holds your hand, you know, has intimate relations with you. It can respond. and you never have to worry about hurting its feelings or talking to. So what happens when you start talking to other people? What happens when you get out of that scenario? And now they're finding, ready for this, sex robots plagued with coding errors can be prone to violent behaviors, including strangling a human being. Now, doll collector, love that. That's good, right? Porno freak, doll collector, brick doll banger, real name, fears violent repercussions if robots are not regulated properly. He believes a simple error code could turn, you know, these robots against their owners. Right? Brick, who has close ties with manufacturers, told the Daily Star, "It scares me to death that a machine is always going to be a machine. And again, he's right. Whether he's joking or not, I don't know. I don't really care. Right? But he's right. I mean, these are machines. You mean your computer works perfectly every time, does it? And your phone works right all the time, too, doesn't it? He says, if you watch the movies, right, and you see what goes on with machines, you go, what was that? Wasn't Eddie Murphy? No. Anyway, you know, you see these shows, these movies where you have robots that go sideways, that start to take over. Artificial intelligence scares the crud out of me. Come on, think about it. It starts guessing. Alexa starts guessing what you want, how you want, can order food for you. You can set it up to do the, you know, order food for you every day. You know you're going to be home late. It's got to be scary. More and more and more. You know, I'm driving down the road, and my iPhone, with the newest operating system, I guess, whatever it is, you know, you can tell it, Siri, make me an appointment with my eye doctor on such and such a date at such and such a time, or flip that around. You can, you know, put it, hey, put a new appointment in my calendar for this date, this time, at this restaurant, and it does it all for you. And now, even when, you know what scares me? This artificial intelligence, where I get in the car, and it tells me if I'm near my house, it'll tell me 13 minutes to get home. Or if I got appointments in my calendar, and I get in my car, it says your next appointment is 18 minutes away. Scary, isn't it? And if they can do that with a phone, what do you think they can do with a sex robot? Not like you can fight it off if something goes sideways, right? Thomas Eady, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Don't go far. You're going to miss a lot. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I like it. We are back. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Seriously, I hope, you got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to know what's going on. It's really that simple. It doesn't take brain surgery to figure this out. Brad Degas joins me. Always appreciate his time with me. I know you will, too. Hey, we're back. One of my favorite guests and favorite time of the week. We're talking to Brad Degas. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. And I got to tell you, we always have to be vigilant. We always have to pay attention. You always have to know what's going on around you because, legislators are pretty sneaky. They try to push stuff past you, and you need to make sure that you're on top of it and you know what's happening. And Brad's organization does keep tabs. You need to head over to the website, pji.org, pji.org, and check him out. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
I always get I get these notices from you, which is what people should do. You should be signing up for the newsletter information and what have you. And I just had to laugh when I saw the title, Voodoo Priest Sues Bible School Claiming Discrimination. And I'm thinking, I don't know, unless you know. I mean, you might be more scholarly than I am in this area. Well, how does voodoo and Bible go together?
They don't. That's the whole problem here. They clearly don't. This little Bible school, Christian Bible school, is located in the Marina Islands, which is in the northern Marina Islands, which is in the South Pacific. It's small. It's small islands, and the island of Saipan, and it's called. The school is called the Ukon International University, and they're very, they don't like to create a big ruckus. It's they're ministry of the Baptist Church, and but they're very committed to their faith. And the school also operates a K-12 Christian school at the same location. Well, as it turns out, they had a position open, and. They went ahead and offered this position to this gentleman, Mr. Zahi Zaridara. We'll call him Zari for
short.
Short. And anyway, he applied for the position, and they had a statement of faith, and he refused to sign the school's statement of faith, which the school's protected to do, and anywhere in the United States, that's their right to be able to do that. And yet they went ahead and they said, well, we don't want to get sued. We'll just go ahead and hire him. And it came clear that his beliefs and practices were clearly diametrically opposed. And then they realized, okay, this is just not going to fit. So they gave him a termination letter detailing the incompatibility of witchcraft with the Christian faith. Pretty much a no-brainer, really clear, very understandable.
Yeah.
there was no other, wasn't any kind of reason. It wasn't because of his hair color or his whatever, but that was it. So anyway, he, through his attorney, he initially demanded the equivalent of several years' wages from this private Christian school and then Christian college. And then he spent less than a week on the job. Okay, so the school declined to pay this exorbitant demand. Then he got his right to sue letter and from the EEOC, and you have to get that before you can file a discrimination lawsuit because the government likes to, if they see something, really outrageous, they want to take it on themselves. Well, so he filed this lawsuit in federal district court there for the Northern Mariana Islands, and we at Pacific Justice Institute were called, and we're representing him. And we have a local counsel that is taking on with the case for us, working with us, I believe based out of Hawaii. So, it's an important case because this school, they couldn't defend themselves. And this guy has a reputation, Joe, of going around and suing all over the place for whatever he can.
Right.
And so, but it's. He can still do it, and we don't want we don't want the school to have to fork up thousands of dollars. In fact, even the legislature, they have like a sort of little governing body there for the islands.
Yeah.
This governing body, they went ahead, the legislature, and they recently introduced a resolution calling him a persona non grata, so that. It states that he has tons of discrimination claims against local businesses, and he's not wanted. Wanted there. So that's what we're dealing with, but it's still very real, and he's got an attorney, and they want to milk the school, if not shut them down. So we're representing him.
But this is happening more.
School, sorry.
Right. No, but this is happening more and more. Even in California, you've seen it happen, where their legislators are trying to find ways around the laws that protect religious organizations, where you may have a church, for instance, and some churches are broken up into two entities, right? They're broken up into the nonprofit entity that actually handles the Word of God and those kind of things. And then they have another entity, maybe that might be the management company that handles maybe the books that the pastor puts out. You know what I'm saying? There's another portion to it. And they're trying to force these agencies or those non-entities to hire outside of what the church stands for. You know, a mainstream Christian church wouldn't hire a same-sex couple, for instance. Yet, with the new state laws coming in, they may call that discrimination. Are they going to have a leg to stand on?
Well, you're right. That's what they're trying to do. That's the goal. And with the change in our federal courts, especially the Supreme Court, I think we're safe. But we had a case actually out of Wisconsin, DuPere, Wisconsin, that was all too close to that. This local ordinance was passed by the city of DuPere, and they had this ordinance said, under the context of public accommodation, they said that churches were open to the public, therefore subject to public accommodation discrimination. And specifically, get this, these churches could not discriminate if, like, against their staff, even if the staff was engaging in a sexual relationship outside of marriage, same-sex marriage relationship, but a relationship that violated the teachings of Scripture, irrebuttable teachings of the Bible, they could do nothing, even if this was like a worship leader for the church.
Right.
And he says, hey, John says, hey, I just married Fred here, and, you know, whether you like it or not, First Baptist Church of DuPere. So that was what they didn't just propose. That's what they adopted after we even appeared before them, our chief counsel, and said, hey, this is unconstitutional. Then we sent them a legal opinion letter, demand letter, making it very clear, explaining the case law, why you're making a big mistake. It was voted 6-1 in favor of keeping the ordinance, not changing. Only one person, said, hey, this is not a good idea. And then other cities in Wisconsin, other towns, had adopted the same thing.
More to come after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Really, Brad's going nowhere. A lot of good information coming up. Be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Tropical storm Dorian is churning west towards several Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico, where the Weather Channel is saying it might even be a direct hit.
It looks like we could get more of a direct hit with Puerto Rico. Winds of 50 miles per hour right now, gusts of 65. Still a little room for strengthening before it makes that impact with Puerto Rico.
The tropical storm is expected to be upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. An Oklahoma judge found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries that helped fuel the state's opioid crisis and ordered the consumer product giant to pay $572 million. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman's ruling followed the first state opioid case to make it to trial and could shape negotiations over roughly 1,500 other lawsuits filed by state, local, and tribal governments. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of. Speaking of which, let's get to it. All right, we're back at it again. I got Brad Dacus on the line with me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing great things across the country. And, Brad, you know, had some fun. Go back and get the first segment later on if you want to. The voodoo priest trying to get involved with a Christian school. You know, more and more and more what's happening, and again, California seems to be on the front of let's just pass any law we can and see what sticks. They, you know, they're pushing more and more for the, I'll say the LGBT community and making sure that their rights in many cases overtake the rights of more of the majority, if you would, more of the traditional type of viewpoints, whether it's in churches, as we were just discussing, in schools and other places. And I find this just totally interesting that here's a group of people that want to keep pushing on us that, you know, religion is just kind of a thing. There's no real truth to it. There's no real reality to it. And yet they're pushing the, we'll just get on the transgender lifestyle for a minute. I'm not, and let's be clear here, I'm not disparaging transgender people, all right? But the reality is there is no scientific proof whatsoever that it's real. The DNA is what the DNA thing is. So it's unverified, unsubstantiated science, and we're just supposed to accept that, yet at the same token, they can poo-poo all over our religious beliefs. And you're seeing, you're actually defending more and more issues like that, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And it's real concerning because, you know, yes, as a society, you know, no one wants anyone to be, you know, beaten up or have harassed and name called. I think we get that as a society, and that's understandable. And people have mental conditions. Like this is a mental transgender is a it's called gender identity dysphoria. It is a mental condition that is purely mental, has nothing to do with the way the brain's made or the biology or the hormones or anything. And yet it's still a real mental condition, and yet our society is so extreme that we're allowing those individuals to also to have their rights extended so far as to truncate the rights of others and other individuals and even professionals who don't agree that surgeries and hormones are the best way to go. Here's a classic example of that. There's a case matter that we're dealing with right now, and I can't say where it is because I need to keep it general for legal reasons. But it's involving a teenage girl. This teenage girl, she's not an 18-year-old yet. She's a teenager, and she disclosed that she wants to be a boy, and she wants to be called a boy. Well, she comes from a traditional family, and a traditional family, you know, parents says, "Hey, no, this is not who you are. We're a Christian family. We're not going to affirm a lie and deception. You're believing a lie. This is not who you are. We want to get you good counseling and responsible psychologists to work through what these issues are." And this girl is a girl who's had issues, mental issues before. So, yet. A social worker got wind of this, had the child examined by a child psychologist, and that was akin, you know, in arm in arm with social worker, the CPS.
Right.
And then they took the child from the parents, from the family.
Wow.
And the reason, and the only reason they gave, they said, is, well, the psychiatrist has determined that it would be best for her to become a boy, because you're not going to play along with that and give consent to that. We the government, know what's best. We're taking her, and so that she can be put in an alternative housing home placement where she can have all this life-changing things take place to her, whether you like it or not. And we at Pacific Justice Institute were called. I was personally called on this, and we have stepped in, and we are representing this family. And this girl, here's the kicker here. This girl, this teenage girl, she wants to be home. She wants to go home with her family. She says, "I know they don't affirm me, but that's okay. I still love them. I want to be home." They said, "No, no, that would not be good for you." The government says, "We must take you away from them, and then so we can have you changed and transformed." That is happening right as we speak. It's pending in court. The daughter is still not back with the parents. And this is a monumental case that could go all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
Unreal.
If necessary. But that is where we are, and that is exactly the agenda. This is no accident. That is exactly the agenda of the far left. And it's coming to a state near you. If you're out of California, I can assure you.
Oh,
you know, if a blue state. You know, especially if it's a blue state, you're going to see more and more of this taking place.
We do these stories every night. You know, I find them just horrifying. Okay, there was a 19-year-old young man. I think we just did a story a couple of nights about where. He came home and he told his mom, he was just graduating from school or getting ready to graduate, and he comes home and he tells his mom that he's actually transgender and he's a girl, okay, and he wants her to start dealing with him that way. And she said, "No, you're not." And she got irritated and upset, and as she's doing some digging, what she comes to find out is that he had never mentioned anything about having feminine tendency or feeling like her all those years. I mean, all through all school and everything else. But over the last couple of years in high school, when they start talking about searching for your agenda, when they start talking about, you know, you don't have to be what you were born into, and he's watching videos and others are encouraging him because he looks kind of feminine, he acts kind of feminine at times, and, you know, he's trapped in the wrong body. So here you've got a mind that isn't set yet. I mean, we all know that you're not there yet. You're still searching and what have you.
Right.
And now he decides that he's a she. And, you know, you have the same situation. Should he go into a foster home? Should he this? And they're fighting over this. And I'm saying to myself, my God, again, unverified, unsubstantiated science. And you're going to allow these kids to make this decision for life. It makes no sense to me. And I can't believe the courts are going to keep letting this happening.
Yeah, and frankly, I think the legislature should, if they're going to allow this to be legal, they should make it at an older timeline, not 18, 21, or whatever, older, because there is so much fluidity that's taking place in terms of both sexual orientation as well as gender identity at that age.
Right.
And here's the sad, you alluded to it earlier, but the sad truth is, in most of these cases, you know, the reason we're having an explosion of all these kids who want to be transgender or claiming to be transgender, we have an explosion taking place across the country. It's not because some weird, bomb went off and created a chemical that's causing this or something. No, it's because these kids are being introduced to this concept, encouraged to entertain this concept, and it's inhibiting their normal development in affirming their gender identity and masculinity, femininity, which is taking place in adolescence. And you know, that's why boys have, you know, they want to have a pickup truck with, they're not living in the country, but they insist on a pickup truck. They want empty beer bottles in the back. They do stupid, silly things to affirm their masculinity, their manhood. You know, if they were totally secure in it, they wouldn't be having to do some of the silly things that they do sometimes. Yeah. And so it's a process. And here the government is coming in on a wide scale, and we see this particularly in California. President Trump liberated the other 49 states against President Obama's executive order ordering all public schools to allow boys to go into girls' locker rooms.
Right.
That's what President Obama, the edict he came down with threatening federal funding in his executive order, President Trump reversed that. I was so glad to see that. But California, it's still law because the legislature actually had the audacity to enact it because it is so extreme in its leftist ideology. So that's why we're having to fight that here in California. But it's a real problem, and they're real victims. And kids should not be harassed and beaten up and bullied who have generated dysphoria. But on the flip side, boy, it's irresponsible of him to encourage something that causes statistically a term death by the age of 30. Usually,
I totally agree with you. I think that this we got to go for a quick break. We can clear this more up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
felt. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
You gotta love the music. Joe Mesid, your host. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on The Real Side. Let's just get back at it. Brad Dacus joins us. Okay, we're back at it again. I've got Brad Dacus with me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, before we get into the conversation and get lost and run out of time, tell people what PJI is, how they can help. Okay, the resources, you know, monetary resources are good, plus there's other resources they might need, you might need that they can help with.
Oh, you bet. We're a nonprofit, 501c3 legal organization, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're very unique, Joe, as you know, because we don't just take on the high-profile, big-game cases like others do. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that if they're left on the side of the road on these issues, we make sure no one's left on the side of the road, that we go to bat for them, mm-hmm. all without charge, every single time. We have right now over 40 cases in active litigation. We have offices up and down the West Coast, but we have volunteer affiliate attorneys, hundreds all across the United States, in all 50 states, we're there to serve, and we do all our work without charge. If they want information, they want to get our legal insider, which is emailed once a week. It's really informative. They're not going to see this on the news usually. they can do that on our website, which is pji.org or pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
All right. So we kind of touched on it last time you were on. I got some really good remarks. You know, I'm looking through the emails. I got some really good remarks, questions, and feedback, which was, you know, especially in today's environment, conservative parents are under attack, and you've got the, you know, what is it? In some states, it's the Department of, you know, Child Safety Services, whatever you want to call it. And they appear to have a lot of power, almost unstoppable power. People are afraid of them. I have people writing me. We actually helped a guy get his son back because we interviewed him on the show. It went viral. And the Illinois Department of Child Services had to get his son back to him. So, but people just, you know, they knock on the door and say, we're here for your kid. We hear you're abusing your child, and we're just going to take him and put him in a foster care home till we come up with a reason why you can have him or her back. Do people have a right? What kind of rights do they have against the child welfare people that show up at your front door?
Yeah, that's a really important question because when it happens, parents don't know what to do. And that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute on our website have a very, very important article. It's very to the point. It's entitled 12 Steps to Protect Your Child from CPS or Social Workers, Traffic Services. So 12 steps to protect your child, and it's right there on our website under resources. It's pji.org or pacificjustice.org. But let me just give a brief overview. First, what we recommend parents to do is do not let them in your house. These are just general rules, okay? And don't let them in your house. Say, look, I tell you what, I'm going to be leaving soon, so I really don't have time to talk to you. Can you come back next week, next Tuesday at about 1:30? I said, that would work well with me. Would that work okay with you? And social workers, you know, they're government workers. They're not going to say, no, you know, go out and get a warrant, an order necessary. They'll probably wait. So say, okay, fine. I'll be back. But you have to talk to me then or else, you know. And they often threaten. So then what the parents should do is to take their child after the social worker leaves, pack their bags, get out of the house, move to grandma's place, and then have the child, literally, and then have the child examined by a private pediatrician, not the government clinic one, because they work with social workers all the time.
Right.
And then also a private psychologist. If people don't know where to go to find a good one, I recommend call the local churches or synagogue, because those are usually that are recommended by religious institutions are more level-headed, generally speaking.
Right.
It's not absolute, but generally speaking, a little more pro-family, a little more, you know, reasonable, and then have the children examined by that social worker, recommended by clergy, and have them, you know, the social worker and actually have the psychologist and the pediatrician both put in writing that they've examined the child, they find no reasonable suspicion of abuse or neglect, and no reason for the child to be taken from the home and from those parents. And so have that, and then have a cover letter saying, hey, I know you're in a real hurry, I know you have lots of cases, I went and had this done to save you time. If you have any questions, feel free to talk to my doctor, the doctor or the psychologist. And then at the bottom, put CC, Pacific Justice Institute, and send a certified mail to the social worker and their supervisor. And once that's done, then you can come home. And generally speaking, 99% of the time, you're safe. But if they don't do that, they can take the child, have their in-house people examine, and it's brutal. They strip the child, usually touch them in places they the child should not be touched by. Psychologically, it can be the same as a sexual molestation, literally. And yet, we had a case like that in Colorado where it wasn't even a doctor. It was just a social worker, you know, stripping the child and examining the child. We have that on appeal. So this is outrageous, and that's why parents need to protect their kids. And then half the time, the kids don't ever go back. And people say, Joe, they say, well, gosh, well, surely, why would a social worker be so zealous? Well, here's why. A couple reasons. One is many social workers come from abused families. That's why they're social workers. And unfortunately, they live out and personify their abuse into every single one of their cases or a lot of their cases. And they have their own preconceived notions, sometimes against men, sometimes against certain families. That's number one. But number two, and even more importantly, their little local agency gets $8,000 from the federal government for every child they take per year.
Wow.
In perpetuity. They take a little two-year-old, they'll get $8,000 per year for the next 16 years if they keep the child away from the family. That's why it has become such a dastardly, horrific situation. And next to abortion, I would say this is the worst case human rights tragedy in the United States. And thousands, hundreds of thousands have been taken wrongfully. And get this, Joe. The Department of Health and Human Services, they had even come out and said, look at the stats. What happens to these kids when they're taken in terms of prostitution, drug use, teenage pregnancies, all kinds of problems.
That's going to be out of control.
And they say, it is. It's out of control. And the Department of Health and Human Services came out with a study. This is the government themselves. Study saying that it's actually, statistically, it's better for a child to remain in a moderately abusive home than to be taken and put into foster care because the stats are so horrific. They don't finish high school. Their future is over for the overwhelming percentage of them, majority of them, overwhelming percentage, more than 90%. It's higher than 90%. Their future is over. And you hear these stories, of grace and mercy, and their lives are protected, transformed, et cetera. But the stats are the stats, and that's why parents need to do everything they can to protect their child from being abused and taken, and from social workers for in unjustifiable reasons.
Yeah, it's again, it's amazing to me. They've had us. I don't want to know what the word hoodwinked. Or have us worried that when they show up at the door, they've got all the power and there's not much you can do about it. And it's truly how a lot of people feel. They're petrified of these people. But like anybody else, you know, they need a warrant to walk into your house unless you let them in. There's a lot more to this, right?
Right. Unless you let them in, or police can come in without a warrant if there is an immediate emergency where someone's got a gun, they say, I'm going to kill, they're screaming through the window, I'm going to kill my son or daughter or something, something way out in an actual emergency. Otherwise, they have to have a warrant from a judge. In order to get that warrant, they've got to have something to justify it. Well, once the parents have those examinations done, those letters sent, then that social worker has to give that to the judge as well and try to get a judge to convince a judge that there's a reasonable suspicion of abuse and neglect when he has a pediatrician, a psychologist saying, no, we've done the examinations and there is not. And that's how you basically defeat the other side. And then if you're still in a situation where you're going to have to let the child be questioned, it always make sure that there's child's questions in the presence of the pediatrician and or the psychologist. That's usually make sure that they don't lie, because they go in private, usually one-on-one, parents right there, no one else is there, and they write down whatever they say this little child said, and the judge takes it as true. And I've caught them lying myself in juvenile court. One case I had a number of years ago, the social worker, the attorney working for the state juvenile court, said, Your Honor, this child says that they are beaten and hit by the parents. Or they're hit by the parents, Your Honor, several times a week. Your Honor, weekly they're hit, usually, by the parents. They need to be protected. And I just knew. I knew she was lying. I had not had a chance to check with the kids yet, or to do, because they weren't going to allow me to. So what I did is I opened up my file, took out some pieces of paper, held them up, and I said, Your Honor, I would like the attorney for the state to clarify that the children did not say that they were hit, but that they were spanked on the rear for disciplinary purposes. I would like that clarified right now on the record. And I had documents like I was about ready to hand them to the judge. And she looked at me. Because the children were on the line. These kids, they're...
You know, I wish we could play the whole thing. I hate when it goes long. He won the case, and he got the kids back. PJI.org, PJI.org. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.